don't know. I mean, I would probably say that it was a little bit easier just because of, expectations and, guys understanding what it took to play at a high level and play with consistency. I would say from that standpoint, it was probably easier. I don't think it's ever easy to get there. When you're just talking physical battles and games and all of that, I don't know which one, you would say is easier from that standpoint. But I just think the mentality moving forward, the expectation coming in, and what we believed in the locker room, made what we were trying to accomplish and the goal of getting back to the playoffs a little bit easier.
Kurt, you expect to go at least a half now this week, or?
I'm expecting to, but I guess we'll have to see on Sunday. Yeah, I would expect to play a little bit more than that.
I mean, is it hard missing a week of game reps or not?
No. I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think when you're preparing, you're practicing, you're doing everything the way you would normally do it. And even like last week, going into the game, so everything was basically the same, even though I just didn't take as many snaps. I don't think it's that hard. I mean, I think it's similar to, when you have a bye week, or when you go into the playoffs and you get the first round bye, coming back and playing well that next week. I think it's so much about preparation. I don't think you forget how to play the game or you lose anything, in regards to that. I don't think the 1 week off or, a limited amount of reps really affects that. So I'm not really concerned from that standpoint because, so much of the game is going to be seeing what they do, reacting to it, trying to be successful against it, as opposed to me trying to make sure I, throw the right ball or, I'm accurate with the football. I think those things will just happen. The biggest key is going to be being sharp mentally.
Considering what Bolden went through last year, is there any doubt in your mind that he'll be playing this week?
I hope he is. It's just so hard to say. I've seen him, come back from so much, how tough he is and how competitive he is. And I've also seen different injuries that have nagged him for a while. And not that he can't play or doesn't play through them, but hasn't made him as effective. Because he hasn't been healthy. And so I think that's going to be the biggest question is not his heart and his toughness and whether he could play with the injury. I think it's going to be how far does it come and how successful can he be, how much of what Q is can he bring to the table this week. And I think that's the bigger question is that there's no doubt in my mind, mentally and from a toughness standpoint that that he'll be out there. It's just a matter of what he's going to be able to do, and I don't really know at this point.
Is there such a thing as a quarterback who wants to be blitzed, and if so, are you one of them?
I think it's a tough question. I mean, I think it's from two standpoints, but, I've never shied away from the blitz. But I think, teams that blitz you, it's the ultimate cat-mouse game is that as a quarterback, when you see the blitz, I think you have to welcome it from the standpoint that, hey, it's going to put our guys in some good situations to make plays. As long as I can see what's going on, react to it, and get the ball to the right guys. And that's, I think, the way the defense looks at it is that, hey, we may expose our guys for a minute, but if we can hit the quarterback, if we can get in his face, if we can, create a bad play, then it plays to our advantage. And so I would definitely say I'm a quarterback that, that enjoys that cat and mouse part of the game. I enjoy, putting my wits up against, some of the great coaches and players in this league and seeing who can win. Because to me that's what makes the game fun is that when it is that cat and mouse game and when you're playing against great players and great coordinators and it's constantly back and forth and who can win those battles and, not only from a mental standpoint but also a physical standpoint when you get put in, one-on-one situations or, you get forced to have to make a certain kind of a throw. Can you make it against the best teams in the league? And to me that's fun. you know, but obviously you don't like taking the hits and some of the things that come with it. But I like that part of the game, yeah.
Do you think pressure has to do with as much with the number of balls the Packers secondary gets their hands on? Or, I mean, is that just their unique ability to get to the ball?
You know, man, I think it's a combination. I mean, I think, you know, the one thing that I'm continually impressed with in regards to their secondary or really, you know, the back seven guys is their playmaking ability, you know, their ability to get the ball. You know, a lot of times you'll play defenses that, you know, can swarm the football and, you know, get to it and make plays on the ball. But very seldom do you have, you know, full defenses or number of players like they've got that have the ability to make plays on the ball, to catch the ball, to make big plays after making the catch. And I think that's what makes them so impressive is that they're very athletic, they cover a lot of ground, they're very aggressive, and when they get opportunities to make plays on the ball, they make them. You know, and, you know, there's sometimes that we'll go into games in this league and we'll say, well, if we can just get this guy isolated on the safety, throw it up, because that's a distinct advantage for us. This is one of those teams that you can't say that, because they play the ball like receivers, and it's impressive to watch.
Kurt, you've won a lot of playoff games, and there's been the discussion of your Hall of Fame credentials. This is going to be Rodgers' first playoff start. Are the playoffs where you make your bones as a quarterback? I mean, is this where you prove just how good of a quarterback you are?
Well, I mean, I think it's one way. I mean, I don't think it's the only way. I mean, I think this game is about consistency, and it's about playing at a high level week in, week out, year in, year out. And, yeah, I think playoffs is a part of that, or I think playoffs is a way, to kind of launch yourself, into the spotlight. But I wouldn't say it's the only way. I mean, I think you can play well, for the most of your career and build a name for yourself. But, yeah, I think the special ones and the ones that you talk about as being the greatest to ever play this game are the ones that play consistently year in and year out and continually find themselves in the playoffs, find themselves in Super Bowls, find themselves playing in big game after big game. And that's really what separates the really good ones from the great ones. And, I think it'll always be that way.
I know you focus on their defense, but I saw you talking to them a little bit before the game. What do you think of Rodgers?
You know, I mean, I've known Aaron for a couple of years now, and I guess I'm just impressed with the way that he handles everything, you know, from the beginning and how it started with the whole saga with Brett and all of that. And continually being consistent, the same guy, very even keeled. That I'm impressed with the way that he's handled the success and the way he's handled the position. And then on top of that, I mean, he's as physically gifted as anybody I've seen. I mean, the way he can, throw the ball, it's almost effortless. It's just impressive from that standpoint. You know, he moves well, he makes good decisions, he can throw on the run. I mean, he's just the whole package, And when we were talking, I asked if I could just have a little bit of that arm. Because I don't know what that feels like to be able to throw it like he can. And, I've just been impressed both with his character and the way he's handled things, as well as his talent and his ability on the football field.
As a quarterback, what's the key to handling a road game?
I think the key to handling a road game or a playoff game is, similar to any other game in regards to, there's going to be things that happen that go against you, whether, delay a game because of the noise, you can't hear, or something goes against you, or you make a mistake early. And I think the key in these kind of games, especially on the road, is to be able to handle those situations, just be able to handle them well. Is to not let those things get you, or not let one mistake force you to do something that you wouldn't normally do, and I think that's the key, is that you got to stay even keel, and when one bad thing's happened, you got to push it aside, let it go, and move on. And You know, and I think that's the formula in any game, and specifically when you're in a hostile environment, when you're in the playoffs, when there's so much riding on it, is you have to have the ability to have a short memory and let the bad things go and continue to press forward and let your skill and let the game come to you.
Kurt, I know you've been asked a jillion times about, you know, your experience in Green Bay, but I was wondering, after your release, what was your state of mind, and having competed or at least been there against Brett, did you walk out of there at least thinking, you know, that physically you had the talent to be where you are now?
You know, I did. And I know a lot of people kind of think I'm crazy when I say that, but that I probably left with more confidence in regards to I had the ability to play at that level than I did when I went in there. Mentally, I probably left a little more discouraged because, you know, not knowing if I would get another opportunity, and even though I felt like I was talented enough, you know, getting cut in that situation, you know, I think there was some discouragement from a mental standpoint, just will I get another chance? But from the physical aspect and, you know, me believing that I had what it took to play at this level, yeah, I think there's no question that I left there with more confidence because of, you know, watching Brett, competing against him, and, you know, also Mark and Ty, and knowing what they had accomplished in their careers and the kind of quarterbacks they were, that I felt like I measured up, you know, well with those guys. You know, not saying I was better by any means or could do anything better, but that I, you know, that I was in the same ballpark. And, you know, so when I left, I really felt good with the fact that if I got the right opportunity and somebody gave me a chance, that I really believed that I had what it took to make it.
Kurt, do you guys take any issue with the way the Packers played that game Sunday and maybe even the exhibition game?
Not at all. I mean, not one bit. You know, it was one of those games, or both of the games, where they came out and played well. And, you know, how do you take exception to that? That that's what you want to do. You want to come into the playoffs on a high note, playing well, with confidence. I think they have all those things. And, you know, so I don't fault them one bit for how they played. You know, especially when you can go and play that way, you come out of it healthy, you know, and you have success. You know, I think that's the perfect game plan, you know, for a situation like that. That's what you'd love to do, and they were able to execute that. You know, so I don't take any exception at all.
Kurt, on the flip side of that, do you feel as good about where you guys are at after the way Sunday went and knowing the resiliency you guys have shown after every loss this year?
Well, I mean, I don't think you ever feel great when you go and get beat like we did on Sunday, you know, going into the playoffs. I mean, I can't say that we're just, you know, riding high and we're feeling as good as we've ever felt in regards to that. You know, because like I said, if you had a blueprint, you'd want it to be flipped. You know, you'd want to be the team that had the confidence and, you know, and won your last game big. But I think at the same token, you know, you have to keep it in perspective as a player, and you have to understand, you know, how we played that game and not let, you know, the outcome and not let, you know, the differences in philosophy affect you going forward. But, you know, but I think we all know that there's, you know, there's things you have to fight against mentally when you're playing games like that, you know, whether it's, you know, Packers getting overconfident or whether it's, you know, us, you know, starting to worry because you have to fight against those things, which I think are easy to do, you know, after playing a game like that. And, you know, the bottom line is you have to, you know, put it aside today. That was last week. That was what it was. Whether we won by 40, whether we lost by 40, put it behind you and say, this is the one that matters. You know, doesn't matter how well we played last week. You know, we've got to come out and do that same thing, or, you know, we've got to come out and match their intensity this week, and that's all that's really going to matter. And as a player, you have to be able to put that aside because, you know, I think there is, you know, it's easy to take it and run with it one way or another, you know, based on that game.
That preseason game was a little different, though, wasn't it, Kurt? I mean, nobody blitzes and game plans as much as they seem to against you for that one, do they?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the difference, you know, when you're looking at a team like that, especially at that point in time in the season, is that, you know, this is a new defense, a new scheme, You know, and I think you have to use preseason to figure out what you have, what you can do well. You know, what, you know, and sometimes you use it just to throw a bunch of things at the teams that you're going to be playing against. So, yeah, I don't read too much into that. Preseason is preseason. I mean, if somebody wants to game plan for preseason, great. You know, I mean, whatever. I mean, I think there's just different approaches to a lot of different things, and I'm just not one that gets hung up with all of those things. You know, I'm not going to get mad at another team because they blitz me a lot in preseason, or, you know, because, you know, like last year, they come out and play their starters when, you know, when we, I mean, that's their prerogative, and they're doing what they think is best to make them a great football team, and I respect that. And, you know, so I don't worry about that. I don't really think about that stuff. You know, that's their decision, and you know, it's worked well for them. You know, they've played really well, especially down the stretch. They've played some great football, and, you know, nobody can say that it's not because of how they came out and played and prepared in some of those games.
Has Coach Wisenhunt gotten hung up on any of that that you've seen?
No, not that I've seen. I mean, I mean, who knows, you know, what people think and say in, you know, in their own office. But, I mean, I think you have to respect this game, and you have to respect other coaches and players, and, you know, and we all don't have the same way of doing things. I mean, you heard all the talk a couple weeks ago when Coach Caldwell pulled out their starters in that game, and, you know, everybody had their philosophy on why he should have or why he shouldn't have or what was the best thing, what was it. You know, who knows? I mean, but, you know, you have to respect a guy who's in that position and how they want to approach it. And when you're having success, how do you argue? And so that's just how I look at it. I think it's how you have to look at it. And it's a healthy respect for your opponents and other coaches and other great players in this league. And you leave it at that. And, you know, it kind of is what it is.